Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The blood washed away, but the guilt never does. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
The Canton Police Department, that's the very department that was in charge of the investigation into the death of Sandra Birchmore, which now turns out to be a murder, but they thought it was a suicide for a couple years, allegedly done by one of their own officers, and then had other officers who allegedly, after she was 18, continued to use her sexually. And you have the one who's been arrested, who Matthew Farwell, who was doing that since the age of 15, started grooming her at 12. Seems like, you know, officer friendly, I think, as we used to call the officers back in the 80s. Certainly not too friendly and not worthy of trust. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. They're being audited. Good thing. The Canton Police Department, the police department there, the firm Five Stones going in and being the one to take a look at this of the Canton Police Department. What do you think this could unveil when you audit? This is not a financial audit. This is examining the department's practices, especially in light of Karen Reed and the Sandra Birchmore case. I'm not super familiar with these sort of things going on with departments, but there's a lot to look at here considering all the missteps.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. It's overdue. Mm-hmm. And my guess is that they're going to find a lot more.
Yeah. A lot more people, I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
And that's the scary part. New video coming out showing Matthew Farwell now leaving Birchmore's apartment hours before her death or before she was found dead. Footage, of course, challenges the initial suicide ruling. And he comes into there. It's a real kind of creepy film. It looks like he's brought his stuff ready to go. So there's a lot of evidence here, obviously pointing to him, pointing to a lot of people just, I don't know, plausible deniability. Is that what we had going on here with these other officers? Because it sure seems that they knew that there was probably not the most up and up behavior happening around this young woman.
Yeah, I think you have collusion, how conscious or unconscious, you know, with all the other people in that department, I don't know. But yeah, it's I think looking as outsiders, it's overwhelming that there was no oversight going on and people had to be just, you know, the good old boy network. We cover for our own or we just pretend not to see things.
One of the more disturbing newer pieces that has popped up is the allegations against the former school resource officer. Now, the allegations in this one say that this officer had relations, he's admitted to it, I believe, with Sandra Birchmore, but it was after she was 18 years old. School resource officer, though. That's very concerning. This is someone who, you know, is with kids all day. One has to kind of start wondering, why are you the school resource officer? Like, is it because you like hanging out with the 16 and 17-year-old girls, or what's your deal? That is really troubling to me that was going on.
Yeah, and it takes me back to the need, which, you know, realistically, yeah, there's probably no way to pull it off, but the need that we do psych testing before we put anybody in a position of authority around kids. Yeah. It's just absolutely horrifying. I mean, if we read this in a fictional story, we'd say, oh, that could never happen. There's nobody that evil.
Are these people, would they show up on a psych test? I mean, it probably depends on who we're talking about. Like, what would they be looking for? Had they done more diligence on this before they put these people in these positions? What are you looking for in something like that? Are there things that, let's say, they hadn't struck yet or they hadn't done a whole lot of stuff? I mean, what would you be looking for? What would be coming out on those psych tests that we otherwise wouldn't know?
You'd be looking for manipulative personality qualities. And there are some, and they're in depth. It's not like you can sit down with somebody for an hour and, you know, get it. So yeah, you're looking at hours and hours of time spent and a variety of different types of tests. But you're basically looking for somebody who's a bit off sexually, they're off morally, and they're manipulative. And those are red flags for anybody that you just can't trust. And yeah, there are different ways that, a lot of different ways that you do it, and it gets really complicated, but those are the qualities.
Does that come off pretty clear cut in a psych test? I mean, there's probably different ones, I'm sure, but does it, like, you walk away from that and you go, okay, yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's nothing that says, yeah, this person is, you know, interested in doing kids, unless, like, they admit to something like that. But I mean, is it something where you walk away from that going, yeah, I really, really wouldn't want to have anything to do with this person whatsoever, just based on the psych test. But let's say there's no criminal evidence or charges or even allegations. Yeah.
We know that people who work in nuclear plants, at least the ones in California where I've lived so many years, have to take extensive psych testing before they're hired. Mm-hmm. And they're looking at issues about paranoia, about psychosis, and about honesty, because you want the right kind of people working in nuclear plants, and people can get rejected based upon that. And so I think that, you know, we should be able, for people who work around kids, we should be able to have the same kind of standards that we have for people who work in nuclear plants. And that would cost money. It would take time. It would make a lot of people angry, because they would say, as you mentioned, you know, they have no arrest record. They've maybe never gotten in trouble. Mm-hmm. But I still think it's relevant.
Yeah.
And I always lean on, you know, the side of, let's do everything we can to protect kids.
Yeah. I mean, and why not? How easy is it for someone to beat a test like this?
I can't say that it couldn't be done. Mm-hmm. It couldn't be influenced. But the tests are designed to look at things that people don't know are being looked at.
Okay.
And so a lot of times things are phrased to make it sound positive, mm-hmm. but there's actually, it's kind of a red flag if people answer a certain way.
Okay.
So I won't go into too much detail because we don't want everybody to know how to beat the psych test.
Yeah, exactly.
But I've taken them just, mm-hmm. you know, as part of training, mm-hmm. you take it yourself and see, and I'm usually shocked at how much it nails me, you know, and I don't realize that I'm going in to try to give any sort of impression of myself, but mm-hmm. it's like, whoa, that, you know, if it's in the hands of a skilled person, you get a lot of really important information that way.
Yeah, fascinating. And hopefully we can see some change in our society that prevents these sort of things from happening, rather than us always being reactionary to every single horrible thing that we find people around us do. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.